The Liberian Truth and Reconciliation Commission has decided that it is going to collect statements from Liberians living in the United States to include them in the truth and reconciliation process that's going on right now. And it's the first time that any Truth and Reconciliation Commission has made an effort to include the voices of the diaspora community in a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that is going to be making recommendations for Liberia's future. So Minnesota Advocates for Human Rights, which is a international non-governmental organization based in Minneapolis, asked Northwestern University's Human Rights Clinic to work with them in taking statements from Liberians who are living in Chicago.
And how long has this project been going on?
The Liberian Truth and Reconciliation Commission was launched in June 2006, and that's the time that Minnesota Advocates began its work. And our clinic and our students became involved in September. We've been working very closely with Liberians all over the Chicago area, and we had a community forum to allow people to express their views and their concerns about the process and also to receive information about how they can participate.
Now, why in particular Chicago? Is there a very large Liberian population?
This is actually part of a national effort. Liberians all around the country will be given an opportunity to participate in this process. The reason that we are in Chicago is that I live here, and we're very close to the Minnesota-based organization, Minnesota Advocates for Human Rights. And so it made sense for us to include this within the initial pilot phase of the statement taking, but there will be statements taken from Liberians who are living all over the country, including D.C. and Atlanta and Staten Island and Providence, where there are very large numbers of Liberians living.
And what's your time frame like? How long are you going to do this?
Well, it's that depends somewhat on the TRC in Liberia. We are working directly with the TRC, and it's up to the 9 commissioners of that Truth and Reconciliation Commission to advise us of the time frame. Right now, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has a 2-year mandate. So their mandate expires in June 2008, and then they have 3 months to write up a report and recommendations to Liberia's president and national legislature. So the length of time that we continue taking statements here will largely depend on their schedule.
What exactly do you hope to have by the end of this process?
By the end of this process in the United States, there will be a report issued to the Liberian Truth and Reconciliation Commission that reflects the views of the Liberian diaspora community. And so, for example, what we're finding is that many Liberians living in the United States are very eager for criminal prosecutions of those who were most culpable of committing atrocities during that horrible 14-year civil war that was going on in Liberia. And so that is an example of the kind of recommendation that could be forthcoming from a report that reflects the views of Liberians living in the United States. It's too early at this point to say what the recommendations will be, because the recommendations will be based on what individual Liberians want, and we're here to serve that community. So this is a process that is completely governed and controlled by Liberians, and we will express their views and their desires directly to the Liberian Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
And are there any particular individuals in the Liberian community that you would be most interested in getting their statements from, like people who used to hold office, people who are probably suspected of having committed any atrocities?
Well, it's the Truth and Reconciliation process is aimed at a couple of things. Number one, it's to give victims an opportunity to tell what happened to them in a way that hopefully provides them some sense of relief or closure or outlet for their grief. Because many people have just not felt free to talk about. They haven't been given an opportunity to explain what happened to them and to their loved ones. So that's one purpose. The other purpose is to give perpetrators an opportunity to come forward and speak. And this is really important, also for reconciliation, for them to ask the victims for forgiveness, to acknowledge what they did. Many people who committed crimes during this conflict were people like child soldiers who were actually forcibly conscripted. And so they're both victims and perpetrators. And for those people to come forward is very important, both for national healing and for individual healing. They may feel like they may feel a great deal of guilt and shame over what they did, but the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is encouraging those people to come forward. In particular. And then the third thing that this is aimed at doing is creating an accurate historical record of what happened during the conflict to ensure that it never happens again. And for that reason, it's important that all Liberians participate, whether they were members of the government and the Doe regime, whether they were child soldiers, whether they were ordinary villagers who were forced to flee their homes when the fighting began, and who witnessed atrocities. It's important, really, for everybody to participate.
How has the Liberian community in Chicago embraced this project?
The Liberian community in Chicago has been very supportive of this process, which is not to say that Liberians don't have concerns. One of the concerns that has been raised is that, you know, how do they know that the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission will be given effect? There's a history of government corruption in Liberia. They have become very cynical. What we can say to that is that the people who are involved in the government of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the ones that I have met, are extremely talented and dedicated people, and it really is a new day in Liberia. And this is the one opportunity that Liberians have who are living in the United States to provide their opinions and their recommendations about what really needs to happen, that this conflict never is never repeated. And unless we try, unless we give this process an opportunity, you know, we'll be throwing our hands up in failure before we've even tried. And so that, I think, is one of the reasons why Liberians should, you know, if they feel comfortable sharing their stories, should give this process an opportunity and suspend disbelief. And believe in the future of Liberia, because that's the only way that this country is going to come out of this conflict in peace and move forward.
Thank you, Sandra. We appreciate your time with